Testing, testing, 1, 2, testing. I think I got it. I think I got it. Okay, play it, go. Add that in?
No,
Oh,
I had that before.
that's awesome.
Welcome to the podcast,
So,
yet to be named.
we have some name ideas. Which did I? Did you get that email?
No.
Son of a bitch! Oh, there's the first bleep. Are you jealous that I took the first bleep?
Bitch
from
doesn't.
You?
I don't think bitch gets bleeped.
It does.
I don't think the only words that get bleeped are fucking.
You're an asshole.
Not a bleep.
Okay, yeah,
maybe,
bitch.
Maybe the
you know
sea
what?
Bomb.
They said bitch on Friends, so
see,
maybe.
It's acceptable. That's
what do you mean the
C
bomb? That would
yeah,
get bleeped.
We have a certain level of professionalism that we're going to hold this podcast to.
It's not. It's very low.
She doesn't even have her videos ready.
Okay, but let's.
Well, let's talk about.
I don't even know how to log on to my Gmail because this is my brother's.
Well,
okay.
Let's talk
oh, sign out.
On gmail.com.
I'm signing out.
You type in your username and your password. And that's how you start.
Glenn Healy. Oh, I make the Glenn Healy joke again.
Who
feels weird.
Is Glenn Healy or Peter McGuire?
Oh my god. The thing is, at least Glenn Healy doesn't sound like a pedophile when he speaks. That's the thing he has going for him.
Well,
Peter McGuire is f***ing creepy.
He looks like a pedophile. And a turtle. He kind of looks like the Master of Disguise guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, let's tell our many listeners what the podcast
Wait,
is.
Wait, we should
about.
Probably introduce ourselves first,
oh, okay.
Eh?
After you.
Okay. I'm Selena. I'm in engineering. And I'm 20 years old, but I'm like at heart I'm pretty much like 5.
Yeah.
So you'll get to learn that when
yeah.
once I talk about some of the things
that
I will be doing. It's gonna be fun.
And I'm the other host, Ryan, also in engineering. And I might say some
oh,
things on this
sorry.
Podcast. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Another bleep. What are we up to, like, 4
I'm
five?
Sorry, I accidentally... I was going to print the screen, right?
The majority of the bleeps will probably be on me. And I apologize if I didn't
Did I
podcast.
Tell you when? What was it? Oh, yeah, I was driving with Alessia and Crystal and Sam. And I was getting,
friends
like...
Friends of the... Possible friends of
possible.
The show?
They have to do something fun.
Yeah.
Something good for the show first. So I was driving with them... And I was just swearing my balls off. I don't really have balls, but it's a saying, you know. So,
yeah, it is. True. Yeah.
So I
off.
Just kept swearing so badly.
I think
you could say both. You could
okay.
say both.
Okay.
Both work. Something balls off would
okay.
work. And they're like, oh, you've been hanging around your engineering. No. Yeah, you've been hanging around your engineering friends too much. And I'm like, no, it's just been hockey season for too long, which is true because I'm brutal. Even though yesterday I didn't really...
Oh my god, that is funny!
Oh my god, that was really funny.
good story. Yeah, we're a little bit disorganized today. We're going to have a producer next
edit.
Week.
We'll edit.
Hopefully a sponsor.
Maybe she'll be a friend of the show. My sister,
maybe.
Samantha.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. I got this.
We should explain the friends and the enemy of the show now. It's a good time to do that.
All right.
Friends of the show. You can be a friend of the show if you do anything good for the show. Or Selena and I, anyway, starting from this day on, you'll be a friend of the show. We may mention you at some point on the air. You might get
You can call
inspired.
It. You can be a guest. Or
yes.
A
yes.
guest.
Yes.
That's what you call it.
And if we have friends of the show, we also have enemies of the show, which later in the podcast we will name our friends.
I was trying really hard
show.
At work to think of possible enemies.
Oh,
for
you
the
want
show.
To add an enemy? What
I was trying. No, I couldn't think of any.
That.
You know
nice.
What? I had one that I wanted to add, but now that you're a f***ing Boston fan, I didn't know if you'd want to add it. Zdeno Chara. I think he should be an enemy of the show.
Well,
I think he's an enemy of the human race, to be honest. So...
Just because his genes mutated. And he's like 8 foot tall.
8 feet tall.
We'll talk... We can discuss whether he's an enemy of the show during that segment.
Okay.
Alright. Did you finally get the
Yes, I got it.
So
I got
you,
it.
You know what we're going to do. Okay. So the show is going to have a couple of different main topics, some guests coming in, and not this week because we slacked, but we're going to invite
Hey,
Celeste
this is a pilot. It's
this
fine.
This is a pilot.
It's
That's
fine.
Right. You know, we might not even get picked up. Who knows? But Jay Honor and Dan O'Toole will be invited every week,
yep.
obviously.
They inspired this. They inspired our podcast.
So we will update who got invited to the show.
I tried listening to their podcast at work today, but I couldn't find the link. So I just listened to Cabby.
It's on YouTube, eh?
Oh, I didn't want to go on YouTube. But I listened to Cabby, and he interviewed Paul Bissonnette and then Taylor Hall. Oh my God, Taylor Hall is making me laugh so much because he's so stupid.
Yeah,
he's such a dumbass.
He's a real douchebag.
He was awkward. It was awkward to listen to.
You still probably grab his wiener if you had to.
Yes, let's be honest.
He is a slim.
All right.
So, and a Windsor boy.
That's right. You know who else? Brian Bickle. Do you know that?
Oh.
You know that both Quenneville and that Boston coach were both played for Windsor?
Oh, I thought you were going to say we're from Windsor. I was like, Claude Julien is from like the most French part of
Quebec. But Joel Quenneville is from Windsor. Coach Q.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway.
His mustache is nice. I will give you that.
It's gorgeous. My mom has a crush on him.
So what do we got? Podcast name.
Okay, I got
our possible name, and we're gonna let you guys vote on our name.
If there's actually anyone listening,
first person to vote, just anybody. You first person to respond.
First person to email in. That is the name. Unless you're Mike, if Mike won't listen. Unless you Mark and Mike and say our. Yeah.
You'll never know what I just said.
It'll be beefy done. Okay, so possible names though. We, like, me and Alessia one day, Alessia and I, in case Jordan Bank Brothers listening.
Okay, fuck you, Dante.
Yeah, fuck you. Go like this, even though they don't
know. You know what?
The double middle finger slanted.
Dante is a high potential candidate for
enemy. I would say,
We're what, 10 minutes of the
conversation? He's an asshole.
Okay. Sorry, Jordan.
So we're just like, spitballing, making random names, whatever. One idea is the grape, because,
The grape is a testament, obviously, to grapes, Dom Cherry.
Yeah.
Because he's unfiltered, just like we would hope this podcast is.
Yeah. And then the other one, like The Huddle, that's kind of whatever. Straight Talk, which could kind of make you think that it's an anti-gay show. That's what I was thinking, right? So that could be a good idea. I don't know. Who knows what direction we're going to take this show?
Determine how.
Okay. Real Talk, that could work.
That sounds like we're legit, like on an actual
TV. Like Real Talk with blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, with Bob McCown. Okay.
Who's that?
He's the guy on Fan 590.
I don't want. What's that? Anyway, The Crack, The Choice, The Break.
The Crack.
Do you like The Crack?
You could get Rob Ford on the show.
Who's Rob Ford? Oh, yeah!
The mayor of Toronto.
I know.
Allegedly.
Okay. Anyway, The Take, The Sitch, which reminds me of The Snitch, like Golden Snitch.
Reminds me of Lilo and Stitch.
Let's make a lot of Harry Potter references.
Oh, there'll be lots of Harry Potter references.
I love Harry Potter. The Steak. And the last one, Bro Talk Ho, could be one.
Bro Talk Ho, because I'm a bro. And I'm a
ho, so.
Yeah, she does get around business.
Okay.
You can see her on the corner of Wyandotte and...
No, Pitt and Olette.
Pitt and Olette, sorry.
That's a thing, my mom told me. Okay. It was like a saying back in the day.
Mrs. Lazarin knows.
Oh,
knows
we have to talk about that.
Don't worry, Erin Windsor, don't worry.
We have to talk about my mom later.
Yeah,
she's funny.
She'll probably be on.
We were going to have her as a regular segment, but she didn't want her students to listen, which I don't know how that would be possible anyways.
It might not be a bad idea because she'd just upstage us. She'd probably just be on the show the entire time.
Yeah, that's very true. So what's next? What do we have to talk about next?
There's a list. That's the podcast name. We'll make a Facebook and a Twitter page, or you can just text us because probably the only people listening are our friends. So let us know what you think, and we'll pick a name, and we might go with it or not. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Celebs to invite.
Yeah, drop the ball on that one this week. Didn't invite anyone.
I have a list here of people that I would like to invite at some point.
Okay, hit them.
Should I say them all?
Just go through your list.
Okay, people that I think would be cool. Don Cherry needs to be on the show.
Oh, we'd love to have him.
Okay, Dan and Jay, obviously.
Obviously, okay. I just want to hang out with
him. I think Biz Nasty. Oh my God. Biz Nasty would be funny.
Yep.
Snooki.
Ooh, she was just in Toronto a couple weeks ago.
She was. She met James Duffy. Did you see that?
I did see the Twitter.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Duffy has responded to me twice on Twitter.
That's
only insane. Once for you, so I'm winning that battle.
Whatever. Okay. James Duffy is next on my list, coincidentally. Bob McKenzie.
I don't think we could get him. I think
he's too slow.
We'd love to have him on the show.
Oh, I read his book. It's awesome. And James Duffy's book, but you read it too.
I read James Duffy's book.
Anyway, next, Taylor Swift. She should be on the show.
I would die if Taylor Swift came
on the show. That I wouldn't care, but that would be really cool, I think.
It would be
pretty cool. Then, you know, Liam. Liam Payne for me.
Why didn't you respond to the letter I gave you? Mm-hmm. Not cool.
Liam Payne should be on the show. I should say that.
People are getting confused, though. Who's who?
You're full of shit.
Your mom would be like,
no.
Ryan, Liam, I don't know who's who.
No way. No way.
Might as well get Andrew Garfield down here and just have a...
You looked in a mirror? Oh, wait, you can, because it broke. Cue that gay joke thing on YouTube. I'm making fun of my own joke. That was awesome. Okay. Emma Watson. I would love to have her on the show, too.
She is smoking.
We should get Dumbledore on the show. But not the actor. Like Dumbledore. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's really wise. Even though he died.
He's dead, yeah.
Maybe we should kill ourselves and then go to that limbo world where Dumbledore lives now.
Where the... where it's white. Where Harry goes and there's the dead Voldemort. Yeah. That looks like creepy as hell.
Yeah. So we'll go there and then we'll come back to life, okay. Obviously. Stephen Harper.
Love him. Good hockey
player. And then, you know, naturally, Obama.
We could get them both.
Yeah. And Pope Francis.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll have to watch our language.
That's my confirmation name is Francis, so.
Yeah?
He talked to me first. He asked if it was okay. I said, go ahead. It's fine. I'm a good guy.
Hey, what's next? Hey, broski, 2 Heinekens.
I'm sure we'll have lots of guests over the course of time. You know, if we get any celebrity, that would be a big deal.
Okay. I need to talk about the fact that it was my birthday recently, so I just want to... Oh, add this in. I want to talk about my gifts.
We're going off course here.
I want to talk about my birthday gifts because I've had some pretty good birthdays, but this one was the best in terms of what I got, which is awesome, because I wasn't expecting to get anything.
You know what? You might be dying next year. That might be why.
Why?
I don't know. Why else would everything good happen? Maybe God's like, she's done.
You know what? I wouldn't even care because my life would be completed anyways. So, my mom got me... Okay, I love Patrick Sharp. So, my sister went to Build-A-Bear and she got me a dog Build-A-Bear named Shooter. And it looks like Patrick Sharp's dog named Shooter.
That's pretty good.
And it's dressed in an Iron Man outfit because I'm also obsessed with Robert Downey Jr. So, I thought that was cool. Okay.
And your sister was Iron Man.
Yeah. And now apparently you
I
stole
am Iron
that
Man, actually,
title, whatever.
I can give her
Robert Downey Jr. is the real Iron Man, and no one can ever contest. I love that movie. Oh my god!
Did you see the new one yet?
Yeah, love
it. It's my favorite Iron Man.
Love it. People didn't like it. I was like, "What the fuck are you smoking?"
It was awesome because you saw Tony Stark.
Yes,
Iron Man.
He is so funny.
About him.
Yes.
It was definitely
okay.
Iron Man.
And then I got, holy shit, Alessia and Crystal got me Justin Bieber tickets.
Yeah, are they going with you?
No, just me and Sam.
Whoa!
Yeah, they don't like Justin Bieber though.
Wow, they hit that one out of the park.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was possible. So holy, I can't believe I'm going to see Justin Bieber. No, I am not embarrassed that I like him anymore. I used to be. I was a closet fan for 4 years.
We're gonna say it's okay because you fully accept that he's a douchebag.
Yes. Oh yeah, he is. He's a huge douchebag. But you know, I love him. I actually have a poster of him in my closet to symbolize like closet fan.
Yeah, and
did I ever show you that?
No, I've seen your room and you did not show me that.
I forgot. I always forget it's there. And then Noah and Giordano got me a Patrick Sharp signed puck.
Yeah, that was
oh my god,
pretty good.
We're gonna combine DNA and then a make babies.
Well, how do you know he touched the puck?
Because when you sign it, you have to.
What if somebody else?
No, he put his hand on the puck to steady it. Because he's a low maintenance guy. He's not a diva. He likes to do his own stuff.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
We're tight.
Good. Okay.
We have a special connection.
Okay.
And then Ryan today got me a whole bunch of awesome things, including Phineas and Ferb DVDs and 3 bounty balls
and
a diaper
bottle.
Container.
And your water bottle back.
He stole my water bottle from me and then gave it to me on my birthday. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I got ginger paste.
Which sounds delicious. You should make some food.
We should make something with that and then talk about it on the next podcast.
Yeah, Google some recipes.
Yep. And then, this was the surprise. I got the Sarker!
The Sarker is mine.
You
should explain what and who the Sarker is.
Oh, alright. This is good. This is awesome. So we had our fantasy hockey pool this year where you make your fantasy team and then you have to...
Most people, for the first time, use playing fantasy hockey.
Yeah. So basically, what happened was there were 12 people in the pool. And then my team was called Patrick Sharp, you know, obviously.
Pretty lame name.
I don't think so. sorry, Mr. I can't commit to one team name, so I change it every week.
Yeah, because my names are awesome. Was you're off the case because I had Bobrovsky.
Yeah, cool.
Team. Yeah, NHL cover, Vezina trophy winner.
I don't give a shit. Patrick Sharp. Team Patrick Sharp's where it's at. And then, basically, fast forward, did your team win the soccer? No! I won the soccer!
That I won the hockey pool last year.
So was the soccer in existence? League even count? That
totally
league didn't...
counted.
Okay,
totally
we had Robin in the league who took Matt Duchene with his first overall pick.
We had Kevin in the league this year.
Yeah,
he
actually did well.
He said lunch fist.
No, that was Skrillex.
Oh, yeah. Who are we going to replace as the Asian in the pool next year?
No. Jason said he was going to be in the pool, by the way.
Oh, he's going to come back?
I talked to him yesterday. I asked him if he was going to be in the hockey pool, and he said yeah.
I'm first in the Windsor baseball pool right now.
You can give a shit about baseball.
I do.
I won the Sarker, basically. And I got my trophy, and it's beautiful, and I'm going to take a lot of pictures, and I'm going
to
bring him everywhere I go.
You have to... For anybody who... doesn't watch the league.
That's
hilarious.
What soccer is, dude.
And we base my I made the trophy and base it off of the league.
You have to make a sacco.
Yeah, we definitely.
Who won the sacco this year? Was it Spencer?
It was Spencer or Steve. Both their teams were just god awful. Yeah. But Sarker is our calculus professor, and we love him very much.
Yeah.
I love math. Math is my one true love. Mm-hmm. So we named it after him. And hopefully, you know what? We'll have to go to a first year class and get a picture with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna, for luck, now that there's a Sarker, the more objects you can get that are Sarkers, obviously the better luck you have for the coming season. So if I can get like some used underpants or something, I'm good to go.
That would be awesome.
It's gonna be intense school next year.
That is gonna be good. But I'm the champion, and like
Sharp could go first overall.
I would.
In the way the pool.
I'm, like, because people know.
You wouldn't pick him.
People
first.
Know I'm a sucker for Patrick Sharp.
You pick him, like,
but you know what? He
I
wasn't even, Patrick Sharp wasn't even on my team last season, and I still won.
Yeah.
With my
get,
team name,
if
Patrick Sharp.
You get first overall pick, how are you not going to take Crosby?
That's very true.
Time.
Yeah.
I
okay,
to pick Lee,
Jonathan Taves. Okay, me and Jonathan Taves have been together for 6.5 years. Did you know that?
You didn't have him last year.
No, like, that's when I... 6.5 years I've been with him.
Like, cheering?
Together.
For him?
Yeah.
Somebody needs crazy
Okay, Jonathan Taves has been the number one reason why I like the Blackhawks. So now it's been 6.5 years since I picked them as my team. So everyone who says I'm a bandwagon jumper, fuck off!
How are you
going to
celebrate your 7th?
I'm going to go to the United Center.
Should
to
I make you a slideshow that you can watch naked?
Oh my god. Of him, though.
Scented candles.
That'd be funny.
Lock the door.
Oh, but I'm really proud of that. I'm proud.
It is a momentous occasion.
Yeah, so basically, overall, I'm bringing the Sarker with me. I'm going to bring it to school with me. I'm going to walk around on campus with the Sarker.
Yeah. Bring it around campus.
I will.
You should
definitely.
Get white gloves.
That would be awesome! I'm going to do that!
Gloves.
I'm going to be like Phil Pritchard. Was that his name?
What?
I'm pretty sure that's his name, like Phil Pritchard.
I don't know. You know, the guy who, you're talking about the guy who's in charge of carrying the Stanley Cup around.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think that's his name. I don't know why.
I don't know. Could be. But you should definitely get it.
I'm going to Google
it around campus.
Yeah, that's happening.
You need to find a car with like a open top window thing so you can like drive down and
I know. I want to have a Stanley Cup parade. Sarker parade.
Yeah, Sarker Cup. I wasn't sure whether to put the Sarker Cup or just Sarker Cup because I didn't know what it said on the Stanley Cup.
Who cares? That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Whatever it is. Yeah, it is Phil Pritchard. See, I don't know how I knew that. He has a Twitter, at Keeper of the Cup. Shout out, Phil Pritchard.
Keeper
of the Cup.
You could be a friend of the show, Phil.
He could if he calls in. Let's invite him next week.
All right, should we move on to the YouTube video of the week?
Yeah.
Do you have it set up? We're good to go?
No, do you have it set up?
You picked it this year.
You picked it!
I didn't get your email.
Okay.
So viewers watching, this podcast might have a lack of professionalism at some point. At most points.
Okay, well, let's see what I have.
This is a brainstorm. Your job to pick.
Okay.
In the email, I said, video pending, you pick
the How long can the video be? I didn't know that...
Should we move on to should we move to something else? While
yeah,
we're
you should...
This?
You do the video.
I don't have... You want me to pick a video?
Yeah, the shit one.
Oh, the shit my pants? Everyone's seen the shit my... Let's... Okay, you know what? There will be a YouTube video of the week segment...
I have one, but it's, like, long.
Okay, well, I don't know. How long's long?
I don't know, like, 3 minutes?
We just lost all three of our viewers in the last 30 seconds right there. They lost interest.
Okay. Okay, I'll get one that's fast. One sec.
You got one? Okay. I haven't seen
it. Let me find it. Let me find it.
I left this to Selena to pick the video.
Okay.
Just dead silence right now.
I know. I'm slow at typing. Okay, I'm about to pick one that I haven't seen before.
Oh, we're,
I've never watched this video.
You know what my favorite part of our opening video is?
What? Same. That was the best. All right.
I really hope we'll have to play that clip when if Noah ever comes on the show.
Yeah. He told my parents about that. He was over for dinner the other day when there was a game, and he told my parents.
Should we tell the
my
story?
My dad was like,
We'll ask Noah about the story. Yeah. Okay, we'll get maybe podcast two, we'll get Mr. Brister on the show.
Mr. Brister, that is a wonderful nickname. I think it is funny. Okay, let me. Fuck.
Okay, you know what? Should we just move on? You know what we're going
to
do?
Let's move on, and I'll browse.
The TV themes right now. I'll do my classic TV theme, and you can try to guess. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So each week, we're going to pick a TV theme that we video is classic, and here's mine, and Sam's going to have to guess.
It's all over here. Look like this, think like this, be like this. How do you fight it?
It's our family!
Radio station.
We keep Radio Free Roscoe!
Yeah.
Us the power
to say what we want, as loud as we want.
I thought it was the latest buzz.
No, this is, I don't know what that is.
Stupid.
Corbin Blue was in this.
No way!
Oh no, this is another match.
Was it a PK Subban?
No, it was Jordan Subban.
You're on the air!
You're listening to Radio Free Roscoe. I thought since we're a podcast and they're a radio show, that was a classic.
Okay, I'm gonna play this video, and I don't really know if this is it, but...
Is this a TV theme, or is this the...
No, this is a YouTube video.
Well,
it's a minute and 8 seconds long. That's not bad, right? That's okay.
And you have not seen it either?
Yes, I have, no.
Okay, all right.
And it was funny. Don't want me to tell you what it is first?
No, just play.
Okay, well, is this volume even up? How do I do the volume on this? Okay, it's full. Let's go.
Going for a dart.
It's from Miss America.
Okay. Is it going?
Yeah. There's an ad. All right.
Oh,
one sec.
Ooh.
Wait, I can skip it in 3 seconds.
This
it's fine.
This is why we need it.
It's fine. It's fine. Skip. Skip. All right.
Skip.
This is
ad
it now.
Blocker. YouTube ad blocker.
Yeah, Kevin told me about that.
Connecticut took home the crown over the weekend after outperforming all the other Miss USA contestants.
But it was Miss Utah who may have stood out in a more not good way.
It's painful.
It's really bad. That's because of this answer she gave to question on pay inequality and how we are continuing to try to strive to...
Wait, pause! Okay, the question... Good one. Play your lame joke YouTube clip, please, on that one.
Oh my god, that is funny!
Thanks, Adam Sandler.
Okay, so the question was, woman in positions of high power in the workplace still get paid less than men who have the same job.
Makes sense.
So it was a question like, what does it say about whatever, okay? And this was your answer.
How we are continuing to try to strive to figure out how to create jobs right now. That's the biggest problem. And I think especially the men are seen as the leaders of this. And so we need to try to figure out how to create education better so that we can solve this problem.
Education better.
Miss Utah or Mrs. Powell's face you saw there.
Do I have to create education better?
People like that. You know what? Do you want to know why women pay less?
Man, Nick Jonas is in this video.
Because women have a Miss America pageant. There's no Mr. America.
Sorry. I'm sorry if that video was subpar, but
you just knocked women back like 50 years.
It's fine. I made a joke against women today. It was really funny.
Yeah.
It was a really obvious woman joke, and people at work were laughing at me, and
probably
I was like, everywhere. Yeah, I just insulted my own gender, but I don't even realize, I do it all the time, because I hang around with you guys.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
I'm done. That was my point. You know, I'm done. I don't know why I ended it in like a question.
Is that a question there, bud?
All right. What's next?
Well,
let's roll on.
Roll on. All right. Let's get to some of our topics for the week. Starting with the Cup Final, obviously, since we're big Canadian hockey fans. I don't know. Do you want to start this off?
Yeah, I'm a diehard Chicago Blackhawks fan. Blackhawks for life. Go Hawks, go. Stanley Cup. Shut up. I'm not going to let you say that. No. I'm going to close your computer. And they're going to kick Boston's ass. Boston go f*** themselves. Patrice Bergeron. Tuukka Rask is an asshole.
Oh, good one.
Zdeno Chara is the... I can't think of enough bad things to say.
I love Bergeron.
He's the worst.
Bergeron is fucking badass.
He's not.
Clutch.
He wishes.
Well,
he
unreal face-offs. He's going to be on Team Canada.
I don't.
And you're going to love him on Team Canada.
No matter what you say.
Keep calm. And
everyone. That's so gay.
That is like the coolest slogan. Keep calm and Bergeron.
No, I wish I had that. Yeah. Like, I don't want to get the gay
thing.
That
one is the best.
No.
Second one, best one is Yippie Paye.
Stupid.
Danny Paye, obviously.
How cool. Oduya. Johnny Oduya.
Oh. Yeah, but you just said his name. You didn't put it into a pun.
We need to score now, boys. Oh, do ya? Boom, now he shoots and scores. What
has
are you going to say? Yes, he scored. Yeah, he scored the other game.
I don't think he scored in the finals.
You're sadly mistaken. Yes, he has.
Well, a lot of people have scored. Last game had 11 goals.
Okay, let me go on a rant. This is going to be a rant.
Okay.
My first rant. How ridiculous are the CBC commentators when it comes to the goalies? They talk about Tuukka Rask as if he is a god. Every save he makes is the most incredible save anyone has ever seen, and they talk about it for the next 10 minutes, how fucking amazing that goddamn save was, okay? They don't stop talking about it, and it makes me really, really fucking angry.
Because Crawford's
shit. Then, I'm not done.
Crawford's shit, he can't catch a puck with his glove.
Let me continue. Corey Crawford has been outstanding these playoffs. Mm-hmm. Coach Q himself said if it wasn't for Crawford, then they wouldn't even be there.
Obviously,
Crawford has been so good. He's been so fucking good.
What do you expect a coach to say? Oh, yeah, our goalie's been average.
Crawford has been amazing.
You
can't say he hasn't been good.
He's been good.
He's been amazing.
As good as Rask.
Did Rask let in 6 goals the other game, you douchebag?
Yes,
let me finish my
that
point.
Was not his
basically, fault. Whenever Crawford makes an outstanding, ridiculous save, instead of the commentators talking about it for half an hour like they do with Tuukka Rask, they end up talking about how amazing Boston's doing by creating all these chances. F*** you, why don't you say anything good about Corey Crawford?
CBC did tweet about a save in overtime.
Did they really?
Yeah, I saw it.
One tweet?
They were like, Crawford's big save in overtime or something like that, they said.
Oh, that's stupid. Who cares?
Yeah,
you have to listen to the game live.
I do listen.
They're so biased.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think that Crawford should have made 3 saves on those, all 3 to the glove hand side. The Boychuk goal, the Bergeron one, and I don't know who the other one was.
Everyone lets in softy sometimes.
Not that clean on a glove side. A goalie can't let a puck in.
Did we
like
win
that.
The game?
Yeah, that's not the
exactly.
Point. We're talking about whether Crawford played well.
No, we're talking about how ridiculously biased they are. You cannot say that. Rask played, but Rask had 6 goals.
Yeah.
There is no way.
His defense was.
There is no way you can start bashing Crawford here when he won the game and Rask led in 6 goals. First of all, no godly goalie lets in 6 goals.
He's like, oh, I don't need the puck. You take it.
That just goes to say. That just goes to say how much of a piece of shit Boston is.
That's not well. I don't.
Boston's a massive piece of.
And they beat Chicago as many times as Chicago's beat them.
So
what does that make them?
The best team in the whole world.
You know what? The Leafs are the best team in the whole world. They got 3 off them.
I'll get you changing the subject now. I'm sorry. Who's your favorite team?
Canada.
NHL.
Tie. Leafs and Preds.
Oh my God! You are such
a
hypocrite.
It's a tie. I swear to God, it's a tie.
You are absolutely. That is absolutely the least true thing. Yeah, because easier to buy.
I was a Leafs fan. Before I was Predator.
You're
ask my family.
You're
I might have a tiny Maple Leaf sweater from when I was 5.
You're spineless.
No, I swear to God.
You're so not loyal. As I said before, your loyalty to the Preds is worse than Tiger Woods' loyalty to his ex-wife.
Wow, you did not just... You can't compare that.
Yes, you can.
Tiger Woods...
You even denied being a fan.
No, I never denied that.
Yes, you did on Facebook when you wrote on my wall. You denied it.
Somebody hacked me. Wasn't me.
That's bullshit. Absolutely bullshit.
To our listeners, I am a equal Predators and Leafs fan.
No, he's not. He's more of a Preds fan.
I don't advertise what fan I am when they lose. I don't talk about it.
You're full of shit.
Why would I talk about it? Oh yeah, I cheer for the Leafs. They didn't make the playoffs this year.
Basically, every single one of my friends knows that I'm a massive Blackhawks fan, so then they, in turn, go for every other team except for them because they want to piss me off.
When they win. She's absolutely unbearable. It is the worst thing in the entire world.
It's the best thing in the entire world. And now, listen, this is exciting. I won the Sarker. We potentially might win the Stanley Cup. I'm not sure yet. And then it's going to be even worse. You guys,
thank
oh my God.
I'll see you next year.
Oh my God. You guys are going to be...
God.
Yeah, thank God. I don't want to be in your classes. You're...
Anyway, I'm sure we will get into more about this
so,
after the Cup Finals.
To conclude, refs are assholes. And how ridiculous was it that that one goal was called off in, like, the second, first
whistle.
Or second
blew game? Whistle.
He did not blow the whistle.
Blew the whistle.
Absolutely.
I heard the whistle go. He blew the whistle.
What? Which goal are we talking about right now?
The one where it was, like, at the side of the net and Rask was down and they pushed
he
it.
He did not blow the whistle.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. The whistle was down at his side. The whistle was right here and the puck went in
okay,
the net.
Well, if he
and then
they
went to
the
review and like, well, went to, I intended to
it's
blow
up to him.
The whistle was at his f***ing waist. He wasn't even
don't
on
argue
the way.
With the ref, argue with the rule.
He wasn't
it's
even, okay, he had no intent.
Okay,
the,
you yourself
wasn't
have,
even on the
you
way.
You yourself have admitted that you're extremely biased.
I'm not the only one who thinks that goal should have counted.
Oh, who else?
Everyone else
no
in the
Toronto
world.
Are also cheering for Chicago?
Yes.
How about we find an unbiased third party?
All right.
And we'll discuss that.
I would love
time.
To do that because
okay.
that was
we'll get Bobby. Bobby will be our hockey unbiased insider.
Okay. All
I feel
right.
like he's a good insider.
Okay. I know what, yeah.
When we
want to
settle
that's
disputes,
fine.
We'll bring Bobby in. That's what, he'll be a regular on the cast. We'll call him up. All
right.
I think
because
be
I know.
He'd be pretty funny too, I think.
Yeah.
He'd be good.
Because that was bull. That was such a load of horse.
Don't
even get me started on the Game 7 goal. The Game 7 goal that Chicago scored with a minute left in regulation, and then they called it no goal because of the f***ing
penalty
behind... Yeah.
Yeah, that was... You guys
and you know what was even more bull... is the fact that only the Chicago guy got a penalty.
No.
The fact that...
You guys got a power play out of it.
Then why would they have blown the whistle if we had the puck?
It was a mistake, but you guys won, so it doesn't matter.
I'm still so upset about that. Like,
well,
oh my god.
The Leafs fans are still upset that Doug Gilmore got high sticked by Wayne Gretzky in 93. And
that's fine.
Then
I probably
lost.
Wasn't even alive.
Yeah, you might have been. Probably.
So overall, go Hawks, go. And everyone else can go.
Go Bruins. Go on for the Bruins.
Sorry, I'm sorry that you have to resort to cheering
Brad
on.
Marchand for
I'm sorry
the
that you have to
bang.
Resort.
Marchand for the Lady Bang.
Wait, listen. Oh my god. Hey, Tames won the Selke, eh?
Yeah,
I'm so proud. I'm so proud.
Oh my god!
Oh, I want to wring your neck right now.
Oh,
absolutely
sorry.
Not.
Did Bergeron not shut down Tames for
did
three
Did Bergeron
games
win
so
the Selke?
He did last year.
Is the Selke for playoffs?
What?
Is the Selke for the playoffs?
It was 48 game season, asterisk.
Doesn't matter.
48 game
Does
season.
Not matter.
There's going to be an asterisk beside it.
There's
is game
people
season.
There actually being asterisk beside it?
Good pronunciation.
What is it? It's asterisk.
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 There you go. You got it.
There isn't one.
Yeah, there will be.
Another
short
ones.
Season. In everybody's mind, there's going to be asterisks on every
Tapes won the Selke. That's all I care about. And
Bergeron. Bergeron's better defensively.
You can't say that. He didn't win.
I actually think Kessler's better defensively.
You can't say that. They didn't win.
Sure I can.
And you're a Jonathan Tapes fan. How could you?
Half the awards are by name.
By name?
Like, whoever's the biggest name. Because... The
no,
media
that's
vote
not,
on it.
Yeah, so they vote on whoever deserves it.
Not always.
Yes,
no,
they
not
do.
Every award goes to whoever deserves it. Except for the... They changed, why did they change the name of the Pearson? The
yeah,
Lester
that's stupid.
Pearson. What did they change it to?
The
Ted
Lindsay.
Lindsay Award? Who the f*** is Ted Lindsay? Is that, like, Ted Lindsay Lohan? I don't know. Is Ted the teddy bear?
But, okay, this guy resorted to going for Detroit.
And I hate Detroit. I wasn't cheering for Detroit, I was cheering against Chicago.
Yeah, you were going for Detroit. I unfollowed you on Twitter.
You what?
I unfollowed you on Twitter.
Did you
that.
Actually?
Yeah, I have.
Still as of
yes.
Right now?
I absolutely.
Can you see when I tweeted you?
I don't get notifications
well,
for it.
That's a dick move.
It's a dick move! You quote unquote said. What did you what did you say to me that time?
I don't know, but.
When I retweeted you and you're pissed that I retweeted
was up
you.
3-1 and I'm started gloating. And then they end up losing the series. So since then, I have not said one thing because I don't want to jinx it.
No, you said something like, I f***ing hate you, you stupid bitch. And then he tweeted
Whoa,
me that.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, and then I retweeted it, and then you're like, stop retweeting me.
Yeah, that was a dick f***ing move.
That was a, what do you mean? mean it was a dick move?
You know that I was kidding, and now everyone's gonna see, like, oh, look, Ryan's a complete asshole.
Good!
How dare he talk to a woman like that?
Exactly! I want them to think that! That was a dick, dick move that you said
that's
that.
Mean.
You're going for Detroit!
What's they? I like that suit. That suit's sweet.
Oh my god.
That suit's dirty.
My ass.
I like that suit.
My ass.
You're telling me if you had a chance to sign that suit, Chicago, you'd be pissed if Chicago signed that suit?
No, I'd be
so
thrilled.
Happy. Yeah.
Exactly. I never said I hated that suit.
I hate
Red Wings.
Is Holmstrom still playing?
Franzen's
like Holmstrom Jr. I don't like him.
Yeah, he's worse. You know who I fucking hate the most? Abdul Sucker.
Ooh, I like him actually.
What?
Yeah.
You like Abdul Sucker?
He plays hard. I'd love to have him on my team. If I played against him, I'd be pissed. But I would.
Well, there's a lot of people like that. There's a lot. Dave Bolin.
You gotta take yourself out of the game. Wait, did you see when Bolin was like almost like?
Yeah, that was awesome. I was laughing so hard. That was awesome.
Next London night. Maybe
I was like, yeah,
he's
from London. No, he's from Mimico.
Mimico.
Yeah. I know.
He's
from Mimico. I know stuff. Anyway, let's move on.
Stuff.
So we've been talking about the cup
yeah,
final
right.
for like...
Okay.
How long is this podcast? This podcast has been 36 minutes.
Okay, we're good. We're going to try to push it about an hour. So
okay.
That's pretty good.
All right, next on the list.
Co-op.
We talk about co-op. All right, you go first.
Well, I'm co-oping at AMCO back in Woodstock, which is where I'm from. We're filming this podcast in Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the train down today. And I don't do much. Getting pretty good at my super. I beat 99 mines on expert.
I'm so proud of you.
Big deal.
You texted me that.
Big deal. It's kind of sad though because I get really excited about stuff in the office, like when Jay Onright tweeted at me, or
yeah,
when
yeah.
I beat mine super,
mm-hmm.
and I tell people, and it's just like, oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God damn it, there's no one to share this with. But you find a lot of ways to preoccupy your time.
Mm-hmm.
I almost fell asleep today. Took a little bit of a nap. There's no one in the office. I was done my research. I get a laptop that sounds like a spaceship.
I get a laptop too, and a cell phone.
So do I. I get a cell phone, but it doesn't work.
We're so cool.
Two cell phones.
Mine doesn't work either.
Is it BlackBerry?
No, it's a BlackBerry knockoff, if that's even possible. Oh, what phone is here than a BlackBerry?
A
there exists one.
Do you have a raspberry?
No, raspberries are good. Like, I mean, like the actual fruit.
Oh, okay.
The actual berry.
I don't know. What's wrong with it? What kind of phone do you have?
It's a BlackBerry knockoff, I swear. I'll show you when we go upstairs.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how to fix my mind.
Mine's too, so I can't help
I
you.
I told my boss the other day I have to get my wisdom teeth out, and he's like, do you have to? And I was like, well, yeah, kind of. Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to have to get them out.
Oh, God. Do you actually do work at work?
Depending on the day, yes.
Oh, wow, that's amazing, because I don't.
Depends on the day. There is some days where I sit there and preoccupy my time for 8.5 hours.
Well, the first month, I didn't have... Oh, every site on the internet was blocked.
Which I don't have, thank
yeah.
God.
And you know how they have those preset games?
Yeah, I have Minesweeper.
Mine are gone. I don't have any of those because they like to f*** you and you can't play any games.
Wow.
And now that my internet's not blocked, all the game sites are still blocked. Everything fun is still blocked. So for the first month, one whole month, I sat staring like I had a document on my computer that we were working on. So it looked like I was like reading it or whatever. And I wasn't, because there was nothing I had to do for it.
Yeah.
And I just listened to Harry Potter audiobooks
yeah.
for a month.
I've
and
gone
it was
38 Jay and Dan podcasts.
You went to listen to all of them?
I got this week's newest one up yet.
Wow.
I haven't listened to that yet.
That sucks. Now you don't have anything to listen to.
I know.
When's
but,
your last
but
episode?
At the same time, I didn't realize I was using data, so I rung up $197 data charge last month.
Holy
yeah.
Oh my God. What an idiot. What an idiot. But yeah, I watched Harry Potter. No, I listened to Harry Potter for a month. That was a good time. And the other day, I went on Google Guitar because that was one, like, I'm desperate.
Yeah,
I have to find
you
things
sent
that work.
Me them, you sent me them.
Yeah, and they were awesome. I want to play some of them. Let's go.
You can bring them up. Okay. An impromptu segment.
I'm going to go find this somewhere.
All right. While you look that up, I'll tell a good story about my co-op that I learned. You cannot assume that you're always calling Canada when you call someplace. Because I had to get a quote for something, and I called them, and they're like, what kind of state do you want this in? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? They're like, what state do you want this rebar in? And I said, solid. Like, I don't have any use for gaseous material. I need it solid. Then they hung up on me.
Oh my God.
So I call back, and they're like, yeah, what state do you want? You want in Montana and Washington? And I'm like, oh, from Canada, I want Ontario. So you can't always assume that. I look pretty stupid there.
Oh, God, what an idiot. All right, I got some of them up. Let's see what one I want now. Let's go with...
This is, if you're on Google, one day this came up as, like, the homepage.
Yeah. And since I can't really play games, I, you know, make up games. Like,
what do you do? What do you do all day?
Absolutely nothing.
See, like, I get tired. I don't want to go on games on the internet because my computer's so slow that if somebody walks in, it won't exit in time.
It's the worst.
Fantasy baseball very seriously. I spend like an hour setting my lineup, researching every day.
Yeah.
Because what else am I going
to
do?
Like, I literally don't do anything. I listen to whatever. But on Monday and Wednesdays, I go to the States, to Toledo. And that's cool. Like, I actually walk around.
What do you do there? You just walk.
I shadow another engineer. Like, they don't give me, like... They did! Actually, they gave me an assignment today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They gave me an assignment today. I'm excited. But other than that, like, I just follow her. Which is cool. Like, I learn a shit ton. But it's like... I still don't do anything.
This podcast is just going to be one long...
Wait, listen to my Google guitar. If you guessed the song, I would say you'd be a friend of the show. But if you're... I don't know. Like, if you're someone I don't like, I don't want you to be
a friend. You can be a friend of the show if we don't know you.
I'm so talented.
First person who tweets at Selena or I, that's at SelenaML, at RyanVink10.
Yep.
First person who tweets or messages us what song that is, do we have it in the budget to give out some sort of prize?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give a prize. It might be, that's the prize. I was going to say it might be a bag of poop. I
hate that thing anyways, so
you are getting a good prize, actually. This is a good one.
Where's my good one? I want to show you my good one. Or the one that I'm most proud of. Not most proud of, but I thought it was good.
Yeah, this was my day. I was really excited when Sam was sending me these.
And then the end sucks, so I'm just going to cancel it.
Yeah, the ending, I was confused at the ending. Yeah. But
they didn't have the right notes.
You should be able to get that, especially if you know something.
That was a good one.
Moving on. Should we move on? Anything else? I'm sure we'll add
We can more. Move on. Basically, co-op sucks. Mega balls.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
Cool.
And you don't do anything, but to get paid to do nothing is quite the privilege, I would say. Yeah. Good.
Sorry,
good.
Anybody homeless listening.
And I'm always tired. Tired all the time.
Yeah, so sleepy all the time.
But I have priorities. Like, I have to watch hockey first.
A lot of Rockets.
Did I ever...
the Rockets candy? I go through about 4 a day.
Holy
shit. Bowls a day.
Wow.
I'm definitely getting diabetes.
Really? Like Nick Jonas?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we could talk. He could be a friend of the show.
He's type 1.
I will be type 1.
No, you won't!
I will make sure it's type 1. Otherwise, Patrick will not talk to me.
No, you won't be. But anyways.
Shout out to Patrick Foran and all the other type 1 diabetes.
Wait, his last name's Foran?
Yeah.
Like Foran?
Yeah.
Is he related to someone named Kayla Foran?
I don't know. I could ask him. Why? Who's Kayla Foran?
Sean Cullen's ex-girlfriend.
Sean Cullen, like the comedian?
Sean Cullen, as in Niall Horan's best friend.
Oh.
Is he related to the ex-girlfriend of Niall Horan's best friend, is my question.
Maybe. Does she have diabetes? Because they run the
thing. I don't know if she has diabetes.
But
they broke up, so it was...
We'll update
It was a big thing
podcast.
On Twitter. It was a big thing.
Update on next week's podcast.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. What were we talking about?
Can we move on to...
Oh, this guy at work, like, he's a mechanic. He works in the back, and he tells me dirty jokes all the time.
Give us an example. What's a dirty joke?
What sexual position will guarantee the ugliest babies?
Doggy style.
No.
Missionary.
No.
Cuban missile.
Nope.
I just made that one up. Sounds legit, though. No. I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Ask your mom.
You know, Maria, that's not cool.
Now, he told me the joke. This is the mechanic. And he just kept telling me, like, one of them was, like, a really dirty joke. I don't know why he thinks that, like...
Obviously, you're a slut.
I don't know. Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
I had the chance.
Enemy of the show. I want to talk about the first enemy of the show. You don't deserve this honor. You deserve to be absolutely awful. Sydney LaRue. I don't know if anybody watched SportsCenter about 2 weeks ago, but here's the background. Sydney LaRue is a professional female soccer player who grew up in Canada, played for Canada in the under-15s and under-16s, grew up in Canada, went through our Canada soccer system, and then goes to school in the States. Okay, that's fine. You defected. You're already dead to me, but I'll let it go. Then, you score a goal against Canada in the national team in Canada, and what do? You celebrate by waving your American flag on the jersey and pointing out at the crowd. What a classless, gutless move, you stupid, ugly bitch. That is the most awful thing ever. How dare you? You betray our country, and then, by the way, it was a 3-0 goal at the end of the game. Like, congrats. Nobody gave a shit about your goal anyways. It was already over. Abby Wambach already destroyed us. And you shouldn't have fucking beat Canada in the Olympics, because that was bullshit.
That was bullshit, yep.
But to wave your American flag at us, like, you're Canadian. You chose to play for the States over us, and then you're going to wave your flag in our state. Good. You can have good riddance. Go to the States. We don't want you anymore. Don't ever eat maple syrup again. And get the f*** out. Enemy of the show. Sydney
LaRue. You know what? I completely agree with that thing. And in case you didn't know, Ryan is the kind of guy who will and often does take things too far.
Yeah.
So totally. If there's ever something really offensive, like,
he might get cut out of the podcast.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Which is fine. Like,
it'll be your discretion.
Okay.
To be honest, I'll probably fight everything.
Like that thing you want to talk about you're really consistent.
Don't bring it up. I was really passionate about it at the time. Yep. But
you know what? Like, I agree, but I feel like we shouldn't.
I know you would agree.
Yeah.
That's why I brought it up.
But I feel like we shouldn't be talking
about
that.
Maybe we'll make like a podcast and then like a secret podcast for the topics
that are not politically correct.
Yeah. Let's just say.
Don't even.
You know what? You can talk to me. If you can see me in person, I'll let you know my opinions on that.
Okay.
Point being, enemy of the show number one, Sydney LaRue. I'd love to have you on the show.
She's part of the list.
Love to have you on the show and talk about how I really feel. Mm-hmm. And just give you a piece of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe my fist. next. What do you want to talk about next?
We could talk about Dan and Jay leaving, okay. But that makes me really sad. When is their last show?
28th, so about a week.
Because I think me and Brian might stay up.
I'm going to TiVo it, actually. We have PBR.
Because, like, that...
You got to watch it live, because they're going to throw in the towel. It's just going to be... They won't care. I heard they get to pick the top 10s this week.
Yeah?
So that'll be great.
I don't... Like, I literally almost cried. Like, my eyes welled up when I found out they were leaving.
2 hours at work watching all the videos on YouTube of Jay and Dan.
I will do that eventually.
Yeah.
But I was so sad.
When I first found out...
Found out from me. I told you.
Top 4 saddest moments of my life.
Yeah, that was a bad day for me.
It was like someone died.
That was a bad day because I had just reached 100 stars on Mario 64, and then I went to play, and then all my stars got deleted. So like, what the? And then that happened, and it was the worst. You know what?
And even if you don't like Jay and Dan, just get out of here.
You're not allowed. You're enemy of the show.
You're enemy of the show. If you don't like Jay and Dan, you're enemy of the show.
Yeah.
Anyways, we thought it would be fitting to play a couple of our favorite Jay and Dan clips.
Oh, am I supposed to get those ready too?
I'll play mine while you get yours ready.
Okay.
So here, this one is a classic. It's Jay just gets upset all the time. And here's one of his times getting upset.
The game might get started if the little skater here. Yes, Yates has been out here for about 35 seconds. It's the players to get the good laugh.
I'm
having a great time. That's
Ray Ferraro.
That was Ray Ferraro talking about a little kid who wandered on the ice or somehow stayed on the ice too long.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
At the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah,
and they played this clip, and then while this clip is going in the newsroom, hosting the show live, this is how Jay Arnright reacted.
He's having a great time. Get off the ice, you little brat, or so help me.
Oh,
just a kid.
My computer screen went black.
He doesn't realize.
You know what they say. Once
what's going on? I hope this is recording. One sec.
Whoa.
I don't know what this is. I've never seen this.
Did you plug it in? Is it charging? Did the battery die?
No. Okay, it's still going.
It's still going.
Right. I'm really
like
sorry.
I said, there's a high level of professionalism in this podcast.
I'm really sorry.
So that was Jay getting upset. This is my second favorite one. Don't know why they played this, but this is my absolute favorite Jay and Dan moment.
This time I'd like to apologize to all of Canada, as we upset someone last Friday on this show, and now they're taking it out on the entire country. It's over. Out of here, you piece of crap. Hey, Winner! Take the hike, buddy!
Nobody likes Old Man Winter. You have no teeth and you can't control your bowels.
I drove through a snowstorm on the way to work yesterday. Winter, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you still suck!
Gonna miss them so much. What are you? All right, Selena, where are you?
I don't want to click on one that's like not the right one, so I'm scared to click on any of them. You know, remember when they used to have the morning rush?
That was at about 5 a.m., so that was about.
Yeah, it was like 15 minutes Sports Center, and every time it would be on, like, it started off with, like, Jay would be like, the rush! And then he would be like, the rush! And then it eventually evolved to him just going, the and I tried to find
like
one.
Jay is sometimes on crack. Yeah, like, he just yells, like, Sharks, Canucks! Watch it!
I want to find one, and when every time he's doing a baseball highlight, and it's like Joey Votto, and he'll be like, Canadian! And then when...
This podcast, he jokes that he's going to keep saying it in the States.
I hope so.
Even though everyone's going to hate it. He's like, oh, we already got our money, who cares?
And, you know, obviously Bobrovsky. My favorite is the crazy clown music. That was my favorite. But you won't be able to, if I play it here, they won't... And they all have the straight faces. And then eventually you see Dan's nose just start to flare, then he just loses it.
Anytime they just lose it. You can tell they're best friends.
I'm going to miss them a lot on tour. Yeah, I love when they did the tour.
You know what, though? At the same time, going to throw our names in the hat as replacements, obviously. TSN, if you're listening.
That would be ideal.
I feel pretty confident I could do as good a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. So what else did I have written down here? Obviously, Bobrovsky. Remember when they swatted the bat?
Yeah.
When, like, yeah, that was funny.
Bobrovsky making it on the NHL cover. It's down to him and Broder. And if he makes it...
Did they announce the winner?
They have not announced the winner, but I feel like it's going to be Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
100% Jay Onright got him on the cover.
Yeah.
I feel like Bobrovsky should meet Onright and just thank him.
You know what? I'm still a fan of Patrick Sharp to be on the cover, but you know what? It's fine. I did put a couple votes in for Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky, he'd be good. Shitty does Philadelphia feel? Like? They got Brizgalov, yeah. Let Bobrovsky go,
yeah.
And he wins the Vezina.
Brizgalov is funny. He's a character, though.
Yeah. But let's get him on the show. Brizgalov would be great.
Let's get him on the show. We can talk about the universe and tigers. That'd be great.
Basically, my wife is a hot dog.
The man is big. It's so humongous big.
The universe is so humongous big, you know? It's so humongous big. My favorite clip is at the outdoor game when he's riding the bench. What do? You can ride the bench?
Is Earl Grey?
What kind? Lemon, probably. And I'm going to warm the bench. I'd sign him.
He's so funny. Torts is going to be coach of Vancouver.
Well, that's pretty crazy.
Hear about that? They're going to switcheroo there. Yeah. Nice switcheroo.
Him and Claude Noel, I'd love to hang out with Claude Noel and John Torrell.
Claude Noel, I've never seen him. He was Winnipeg, wasn't he?
He's crazy.
I've never seen him.
He's like Torts, except less angry.
Wow.
So what are you going to do in the offseason? He's like, I'll probably fish. The wife will probably shop. Probably have to go with her. Probably fish. Maybe work out. Temple. He'd point to his body. He'd be good.
Oh, what's your take on the Ottawa coach?
Paul McLean?
Yeah.
Definitely deserved coach of the year. Like, 100%.
On him as a person.
Love him. I love him.
He's such a today. Calling out, who was it? Who was it that gave the suicide pass? What was his name? Diaz.
Remember Player 61.
Yeah, exactly. When he called him Player 61, I was like, okay. He probably should have taken the time to learn his name, but the fact that he didn't just adds fuel to the fire and gets even more pissed off.
I see why Montreal was pissed that he called him Player 61. I honestly think he didn't know who he was.
I honestly think
he didn't know Rafa.
But don't you think as a opposing team's coach, you should probably know the other team. Like, and it was playoffs, too. It's not like this was regular season. NHL,
and I just watch it.
Yeah, same.
And if you're a coach...
I didn't know Diaz either, though.
I did. I had him on my fantasy team before he got injured. That's why.
You got so many injuries.
I had so many defensemen injuries this year. Letang and Carlson went down.
I had no one, really.
You gotta have good health to win in the Stark. You gotta have luck with you. But
and skill. I'm skilled.
I love his mustache.
Skill.
Obviously, best mustache in the league. I love the guy who looks like him and sits behind the bench. Oh no, I didn't know I looked like Paul McClain. Bullshit. You don't sit behind Paul McClain looking exactly like Paul McClain. Like,
man,
he just looks at me, he's like, whoa, I look like the coach.
There's a guy I work with. Well, I don't know. He's from Toledo. He has the mustache. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's better than Paul McClain's mustache.
Whoa.
It's like, it's as thick, but it goes out like bushy. And then like it, the hair on it is long, so he like bends it up. Oh, it's so beautiful. So.
Yeah. I did not like Prest's.
Oh my god, we're at 55 minutes.
Prest's comments.
What did he say?
He called him a bug-eyed fat
walrus.
Oh, yeah.
Good
one,
Paul
bro. McClain's response?
What?
Bug-eyed. That's new. Haven't heard that one before. Walrus, not very original. I've heard that tons of times. But I'm not fat. I'm husky.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not fat. Good for him.
That was
good
funny.
For him. Good for him for putting his fighters out. That was the most entertaining game of the season.
That was insane.
The Ottawa Montreal game when they had five players left on the bench. Best game of the playoffs so far.
You know what? I didn't really like the comment about when he called him number 61. But then now I'm like, I realize like
pass. Who's at fault for that? For the Greiva hit?
Yeah.
Do you think it's Greiva or you think it's the passer? Because it was a suicide pass.
Yeah, it was.
And what you can't expect.
I don't really care.
To make that hit.
I like that series because I didn't really care who won, but then at the end I was pulling for Ottawa anyways. So I was.
I don't
know.
Alfredson. I don't like Ottawa.
Yeah, he's okay.
I don't mind Alfredson.
He's okay.
And
I like Carlson.
Laugh. Can we get Spetsa laugh? Next week? We'll get Spetsa's laugh for next week. That's what Sam's job's going to be.
So do you want to? Should we? We could talk about.
Well,
talk about my mom.
We can wrap up anytime.
Yeah. We should probably wrap it up, and then next time...
It is 1:45 a.m. right now as we're doing this podcast.
We're like Jane Dan right now.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Except they're probably still... Why we should have been watching SportsCenter.
Maybe we can turn it on.
They're not on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They don't do much work.
So one thing, we didn't get around to talking about my mom, which we could talk about next time.
Oh, yeah. I'm
and
sure
we never...
Talk
we
about
never...
Our podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised we didn't get around to talking to her today. She's interesting.
We talked with her for an hour and a half.
We need to mention, this is like a placeholder for next week, her texting. Because I think that is so funny.
So bad.
It's so funny and so
bad. When I was at volleyball, I had to show some people how funny it is.
Yeah, okay.
Because she makes mistakes and instead of just deleting them.
Okay, we'll talk
yeah.
about it. It's awesome. It's so funny.
Sure.
And then we never did the would you rather thing, so we can
ooh,
do that.
No, we have time for the would you rather. I can't remember
right.
it. I want to do
all
it.
All right,
and
we have 3 minutes.
Do you have a classic TV theme? What? We don't have to cut it off right at an hour.
I do have one. Okay, I don't know if you'll know this, but I'm going to Google it because I like this one and it's very distinct and it's good. Okay.
Okay, while you look it up, should I ask you the would you rather of the week?
Yeah.
Okay, this week's would you rather question. Would you rather fight to the death against one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
One horse-sized duck.
Or 100 horse-sized ducks. 100. One horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses.
Let me try to weigh the pros and cons here. Ducks are 100 duck-sized horses.
Yeah, so basically you're fighting 100 mini horses or one giant duck.
Okay, horses are strong as fuck, so if it was like a duck,
you have to kill them all. Like, they're going to be trying to eat you.
You know what? I'm going to say one horse-sized duck.
Really?
Yes.
That's not what I would have said.
I would say that.
All right,
I would get my ass kicked by 100
well, you'd probably get your ass
100 horses? Out. If you're trying to kill one of them, you have 99 others trying to kill you.
Well,
at the same time, you're not focusing
reason,
on them. And if it's ducks, don't do anything. They sit there on their ass and they just like waddle.
No,
right?
No, no. They know it's the death. Like this duck's beaking at you, flapping her wings.
No, I'm.